Good morning, it's Hank FM, and it is
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here is the good news. We would welcome our Hank Facebook Livers, but I don't have the password, so there you go.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No one gave it to you?
In other news, it is a Monday edition of Not Necessarily the News, and sometimes we do need to get a little newsy out here. So tonight's lead story, certainly overnight, the Vatican reports at 7:35 their time this morning, Bishop of Rome Francis has, quote, returned to the house of the Father. Pope Francis passing away at the age of 88. Of course, for most of this calendar year, in fact, he had just made his first public appearance since being discharged back there in March from a 40-day hospital stay for pneumonia. Had recovered from that, and even with that, it's a shock because he had been yesterday there in St. Peter's. He was in the Pope Mobile.
Meeting and greeting.
St. Peter's
Hello.
Square, Easter Sunday, and giving that traditional Easter Sunday blessing there at the Vatican. Yesterday was his last public appearance. So passing away at the age of 88, Pope Francis, and now the conclave begins and all of that. So we will continue to have details on that as the morning goes on.
Billy Ray Cyrus got an Easter miracle. Okay, not really, but he may have a new girlfriend, and her name is Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah,
just let that sink in.
Okay. I don't get this at all.
Let it all just marinate. The supermodel showing off a photo of the duo cuddling yesterday with a heart emoji. Her son Damien seems pleased by also putting an emoticon on the post. And she gave a little hint that there was something going on earlier this month by releasing a dancing video accompanied with Billy Ray's song, She's Not Crying Anymore. Reactions are mixed. Some people very happy. They say they're downright beautiful. Others are warning that he may be maybe throwing some red flags.
He's had an interesting last, I would say, calendar year as well. And I did not, I don't know what circle that they would both be traveling in that would have made this happen. But Billy Ray Cyrus, man, he's just like a Forrest Gump of country music pop culture. He just is always somewhere and never goes away.
Breaky, breaky heart.
Right.
He's got that Western thing going on.
Up and kill us, man.
He's still rocking the Flavor Saver, man. You got to get rid of that.
Does she think he's on Yellowstone? Because he's not on Yellowstone. It's not Taylor Sheridan.
It must be the language difference. That's what I'm thinking with Billy Ray. It must be the two languages.
She's British.
Yeah, I know.
She speaks English.
Exactly. He doesn't. He doesn't. Over the weekend, America's oldest serving astronaut got a pretty nice little birthday gift. Donald Pettit returned home from the International Space Station yesterday.
Aww.
Happened to be his 70th birthday.
Good night.
Astronaut Donald Pettit had been up there for 7 months.
Oh, my
so
word.
So with all of the astronauts that have come and gone in the last 6 months of news, Donald's just been up there, kids.
So I wonder if arthritis is, like, better or worse without gravity. We've got questions.
If you lose your teeth, you really have an issue, okay? Welcome home, Donald.
So more supermodel news as Gisele Bündchen just welcomed a newborn baby with Joaquin Valente and admits that they had passion from the get-go, KB. Now, this is particularly interesting considering she was still very much married to a guy by the name of Tom Brady when they signed their son up for jiu-jitsu lessons. And it quickly became apparent that this was so much more than karate. Word is they're very happy in Surfside, Florida. She's just another housewife, very quiet, and does not like a lot of attention.
They should go double dating with Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray.
I was going to say, yeah, he's no Billy Ray girlfriend, but you do you. You do you.
So, coming to Frisco in just a couple of weeks, May 7th, it will be the 60th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards. nights, the
biggest
ACMs.
Biggest night in country.
Biggest party.
Okay.
Biggest nights, the CMAs.
Oh, there's a difference between a night and a
country. Biggest performances was the CMT Awards, and we don't talk about those because they don't exist anymore.
Dang it.
I know. Where will Jelly Roll go? But, no, there is going to be a big old nod to Kix and Ronnie, Brooks and Dunn. In fact, they're nominated for Duo of the Year again. They've already won it 16 times, but now they are going to, the night before, at the annual gala, which I'm sure we also have press passes for.
Well, yeah, when you think gala, you think KB and Heather Lee. We're going to pull up there with three cats, a bunny, and a sink, and just go for it.
Brooks and Dunn will be honored on a whole theme night by everybody that's in town because they're in this. And Lainey Wilson, because she's at everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations. I bet Billy Ray's not going to be there.
I don't know. He's got a gala game.
He pulled this off with Elizabeth Hurley. That might be up for performance of the year. Bro.
I have so many
questions. Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
So, if you want that same love in your life, want that spring spark to burn into a summer flame, well, the key may not be in passion or chemistry, but actually doing something when you go out. A new study shows that first dates involving activities 25% more likely to lead to a second one, as opposed to just going to a restaurant or bar. Some of the best of the best include hiking. You've got a 50% chance of getting a second date, while couples who enjoy doing things together are generally happy and more connected. Now, shockingly, millennials and Gen Xers are most open to a virtual first date. I mean, what is that? That's a FaceTime call. That's not a date.
So the activity date, the less you, it seems, have to actually talk to each other while you're actually doing things, that's what it works.
And that is a good indicator
the
of
less
a fine
communication,
marriage.
Uh-huh. The better in any relationship.
Yeah, he doesn't want to cuddle or talk, ladies.
Somebody may have wanted to communicate with this particular judge. I don't know the name, but it's out there on the left coast. And a judge has delayed the resentencing hearing for Eric and Lyle Menendez again.
Oh, no.
It is scheduled for May 9th. Mother's Day weekend. Read the room, dude. And then you may have seen over the weekend, Dr. Oz was sworn in as President Trump's new administrator of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And during the ceremony, they're in the swearing in the Oval Office. Somebody passed out and fainted. And that was actually Dr. Oz's granddaughter. And she was fine. It was nothing, you know, about it. But they did, you know, is there a doctor in the house? And that was Dr. Oz actually saying that.
Thank you. Good night.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.